Welcome back to Head Games Radio. We're talking with Lenny the Cool, but we're also joined by the professor, Ron Jaworski. Have you got your glasses on, buddy?
I always got the glass on. I can't see like I used to, Nick, but I got to see this tape in front of me so the glasses are on. Happy New
Well,
Year.
Happy New Year to you. We're joined by Len Dawson. Guys, this is truly Tuesday morning quarterback. What film are you watching right now, Jaws?
I actually have the Detroit offense against the Dallas defense right in front of me. I'm watching Mike Martz's beautifully designed offense. Whoever Mike Martz is, you see some great offense. But what it is showing me, the flaws in the Dallas defense right now. And, hey, by the way, it's good to be with Lenny. He's the best.
Leonard.
That's very kind of him. Now, here's what I want to know. And Ron, you've heard it too. I'm wanting to know who those two jerks are. Of all the 95 guys, there's two jerks that screw up the whole deal. That I keep hearing every time that this is introed here. Who is that by?
Don't take it personally, Len.
Jerry,
I think there's more than two.
Who the hell's on this program right now? Ron,
I think that percentage is low.
Screw up
this
whole deal. Anyway, Ron, it's great to be with you.
We talk about the New England situation. Let's just stick with that for a quick second. I said earlier in the show today, Ron Jaworski, that it may be the best thing that happened to the Patriots when Tom Brady, of all people, was left off the Pro Bowl team. How strong do you think this Patriots team is at this time in the year, and how motivated are they?
Well, they're always a highly motivated team. You know, they're a well-coached team, and they play with great discipline, and they know how to manage critical situations in the football game. They have a great understanding of that. And certainly on the offensive side, that is Tom Brady. He's a cerebral quarterback, and, you know, you did mention his stumbling of the Pro Bowl. And, you know, deep down inside, I'm sure Tom Brady is hurt. Because, you know, he's a guy, you know, that has all those Super Bowl rings on his finger. He's had a terrific year. They don't have a whole lot of weapons around him. Their offensive line has been, you know, in a state of flux, and yet every single week he comes out and plays very, very well. They've won 12 football games with Tom Brady at quarterback, but don't overlook their defense. And I always, you know, as I rate a defense, I use the quarterback's rating against the defense. It gives you a pretty good idea how good the defense is. Number one this year are the Baltimore Ravens. The quarterback rating against that defense is 63.4. For New England, it's 66.1. They are number two in the NFL, according to my defensive scheme. So they are playing good, solid defense.
And they tend to be a rather difficult team to beat at home as well. Let's switch over to what you're covering today. You're looking at the Dallas film, the accomplishment of two different teams in that same NFC East with the Giants and Philadelphia. Starting with the Giants, how much can this win at the last moment with Tiki Barber showing that their running game can get it done, how much momentum can that provide at the last second to help them in their first round game?
Well, you know, football is a game of momentum, and normally you want to be playing your best football going into the playoffs. Clearly, that would mean the Philadelphia Eagles. They are playing outstanding football right now. You know, Tiki Barber had an awesome game on Saturday night, and, you know, it was good to see him play that kind of game. It was going to be his career ender or this week or next week, but it's good to see him finish the regular season breaking the New York Football Giants rushing record. He's been the consummate professional and been a guy that I know a lot of players and former players look up to as a guy. That's how you represent themselves. But I just don't think right now the Giants have enough weapons to beat Philadelphia. They've had a trouble against Jim Johnson's blitz schemes. Eli Manning has struggled against the blitz schemes. You know, it looks like Jeremy Shockey will once again be out for another week. I just don't see the Giants being able to handle the Eagles right now.
We talk a lot about who's hot at the right time. Len Dawson, Philadelphia, how much of a chance do they have to go all the way?
I don't know about going all the way. I think they have an excellent chance, though, because they're playing very well. I think, you know, you win with people. You know, somebody told me that a long time ago. You win with people, with players. And Ron was just talking about Tiki Barber. You know, what type of a guy is he? You know, he's a quality person. And the thing is, you look at a team, do they have quality people on the football team? Are they really interested in team and not individual things? Because one thing that upsets me so much these days is a guy pounding on his chest when he makes a play, and I'm thinking, my God, that's what you're paid to do. Get out and do it again. But Philadelphia has been on a roll, and you're right. And when you get on a roll, you know, look what happened last year with Pittsburgh. You know, Pittsburgh was out, you know, but they went on a roll and started playing. They played to start with defense. You start with defense and play defense, and I think Philadelphia with Johnson as the defensive coordinator can create a lot of problems for the other team with this blitz scheme and the people that he has there. So, you know, I like Philadelphia. Now, whether they're capable of going all the way and winning the Super Bowl, that's another thought.
Josh,
hey, Nick, with three former Chiefs on this line, you better get to some Kansas City talk.
Okay, well, I know, especially because you're in a rush. So let me just ask you one last question on Philadelphia, which is how good a job, how much of this was Andy Reid coaching, and how much of it was Jeff Garcia and his match with his background and his talents to that West Coast offense?
Well, I think first and foremost it's Andy Reid. As I've looked at the tapes, and certainly Jeff Garcia deserves a lot of credit. He should get a lot of credit, but I really believe he's only had one quality football game. That was against the Dallas Cowboys a week ago. Other than that, I think he's been serviceable and has filled in and done a terrific job. It is all about Andy Reid. And the one thing with Andy, he's very consistent. You know, he doesn't waver after you win five in a row or you lose five in a row. And I think that's why the football team has won five of the last six NFC East division titles, because of that consistency. He sets the schedule. The players know what to expect week in and week out. He knows, you know, when to give them their time away from the game, when to freshen up. He knows how to manage people. And Lenny just said it a minute ago. It is about people. Andy has a great skill of being able to really define people, know what they're about, and then manage those people properly.
I agree. I mean, Jeff Garcia is a one person. He doesn't play defense. He doesn't play special teams. And the thing is, you have to get all of those people believing that they're capable of doing it and showing them a way that they can get it done. And he's been able to do that.
Hey, in our last 4 minutes, let's talk about those Chiefs, guys. It is bittersweet. Some people do say that it's backing in, but the bottom line is their running game got going. They found a way in. How far are they going to go, Len Dawson?
Well, that's a good question, because they played Indianapolis. This will be, I think, the third time in postseason, and they have yet to win a football game against them. And the last time they played them, the Colts didn't have to punt because of Manning. Peyton Manning had a tremendous day. But here's the thing. They got this guy, Larry Johnson. Now, you're going to run him. He may run the ball 40, 50 times. I don't know. But if you can keep Peyton Manning on the sidelines, then you got a shot at these people, because they're very poor against the run. So I would look for, going back to the old grind them out type of football games for Kansas City, is Larry Johnson. Hopefully he can stay healthy all the way. He set a record. I don't think you want that record, though, but you know, the most carries in a season. You know, that means that you're really working. How many seasons can you last when that happens? Just ask Anderson down at Atlanta, who did that before Larry Johnson did. He was out of the game in a couple of years after he had that happen.
Josh, two out of three games, I got Indianapolis 31-14, pretty easy win. But that one third of the games, if Kansas City can get ahead, it could be close.
Well, the one thing we know, that the Chiefs will put some points on the board and some yardage. You know, I think the last couple times they played, they had close to 500 or over 500 yards in offense. And for all those negative people that want to talk about, you know, moonwalking back into the playoffs, they got to be crazy. I mean, you know, when you look at what it takes week in and week out to win in the National Football League, it is very, very difficult. When 16 games were played and every team had the equitable chance, the team with the best record goes to the playoffs, and that is the Kansas City Chiefs. So I don't buy into that backing in or moonwalking, whatever people want to call it. When 16 games were done, the Chiefs qualified. That's all that matters. It's now a 12-horse race, and the Chiefs are one of the six in the AFC. They've got as good a chance as anybody. If their defense, I think the offense will be fine, if their defense can slow down Peyton Manning. And get this, we all know how prolific that Colts offense is. They average about 9.7 possessions per game. They score touchdowns on 31% of those possessions. So this is a very prolific offense. If the Chiefs defense comes to the party, they have a shot to go to Indy and win the game.
I'll tell you something, Rob. If they got two veteran cornerbacks, Surtain and Ty Law. They have been there. Now, if they can up their play against this Colt receiving corps, Kansas City definitely has a chance. The problem is going to be, can you get to Peyton Manning? Can you put some pressure on him without blitzing? It's going to be very difficult for Kansas City to do that. But Gunther Cunningham, the defensive coordinator, as you well know, is a very imaginative person, and they might find a way to get some pressure on Peyton.
Speaking of that, in our last minute and a half, we talk about... Excuse me?
Do not blitz. I mean, I think you got to manufacture pressure with your down four, with slants, stunts, twists. If you blitz, I will guarantee you Marvin Harrison against Ty Law will have a field day.
Do they have the capacity? They've got Tamba Ali on the outside, Jared Allen, who has got a fine motor. You know they're going to be coming hard. Do they have the ability, though, in the middle to put some pressure and make sure that Peyton can't step up?
No. No. They haven't had all year long. That's been their problem, and that's the problem that Herm Edwards is going to have to address when this season is over.
Okay, guys,
I think, you know, certainly Lenny knows that team better than I do. They've gotten, you know, great pressure, you know, from the outside guys. In fact, I had Jared Allen as my defensive MVP this season, guys. And, you know, I had Jason Taylor there for a long time, but Jared Allen's in the playoffs. Jason Taylor is not, so I moved Jared Allen ahead. So I think you've got a guy that will have an impact on this game.
Ron, would you like to be able to see everything down the field, no pressure up the middle? Absolutely.
You know, I'm having trouble getting through here because I got two guys that like to talk just as much as I do.
That's good stuff. You got a couple quarterbacks. That's why. You know that, Nick.
And you guys are brilliant. Final prediction on the score in our last 20 seconds.
What score? What game?
This Chiefs Indy game, buddy.
How about the Minnesota Texas Tech game?
We got to check in later in the week after I look at the tape.
All right, Jaws. Appreciate it, buddy.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to shift to something Marty knows, Len knows a lot about. Marty Schottenheimer with Rolf Benersker about building trust in team and whether Marty can get over that hex. I think he can. We'll be right back on Head Games. I want to thank Ron Jaworski, Rich Samini, and we're sticking with Lenny the Cool, coming up with Rolf Benersker, former kicker with the Chargers. Stay with us.